Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com Players Platform Show.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. We're down here at the 2017 Shrine Game. And personally, because I've been able to see him play and watch him do what he does best, and that is get to the quarterback and be a disruptive force. It's the standout from YSU, their defensive end, Avery Moss. Avery, I spoke to you prior to us going on, and you know, being able to kind of see you from the box with the binoculars on play after play, I mean, I just love the hustle. I love the intangibles, what you bring to the table. But with that said, what's it like being here? You're in front of, you know, you probably got done talking to scouts all day. You're, you know, playing with some of the best in the nation. What's it like so far?
I mean, it's a blessing. Like, all glory to God. It's great seeing, like, all these different group of men, I mean, from different places. Like, I go against today a tackle, starting left tackle from Texas, and I'm like, didn't think, you know, stuff like this will happen. Like, so it's definitely a blessing. It's great to see everybody. I'm seeing people that, like, I've seen on TV, or I played, like, an all-star game with in high school, or I played against. Like, so, I mean, it's just great.
Nice. And for you, I mean, have you always had the size? I mean, growing up, were you always a bigger kid?
I was tall, but, I mean, I started off as a butterball.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and then I ended up getting a growth spurt and whatnot. Okay. And then I was a basketball player, so I was always lean. And then once I started playing football, so I started, like, bulking up really.
Nice. When did you kind of know that football was going to be your best path to, you know, just maybe to get a, you know, scholarship or just kind of, you know, enhance to kind of be where you're at now?
I say my senior year. I was more always a basketball. That was my first love. And it came to the point my senior year where I seen, like, I had offers like Santa Barbara and University of Denver, which are nice schools and all, but then it was, like, on the football side, you know, I had, like, a lot of Pac-12 offers, obviously Nebraska offer, could have went to Arkansas, so it's, like, these big schools versus little schools, if I can get a better education, that's when I knew, like, football was going to be it for me.
Nice, nice. And obviously, you arrive in Nebraska, you end up at YSU. That transition, yeah. How much did you learn between the schools?
I learned a lot. I learned a lot about hard work, dedication, spiritually, my faith. It was a lot in that transition period that helped me become to, like, the person I am today.
Nice. And you get the YSU. I mean, is it a regroup mode? Is it kind of like, you know, like, kind of, you know, regroup, refocus, and kind of just, you know, best foot forward type mode?
Initially, at first, it was kind of like I wasn't worried. I wasn't caring as much because, I mean, I'm a player, a D1 player from Nebraska. I'm thinking I come to Youngstown, like, I can probably just be the best player on the field, not doing anything. Yeah. And shortly enough, I got humbled. I really see that there's not a big difference between the FBS and the FCS except for in really depth. I mean, maybe some in the skill position, but mostly depth. Like, and so I went against a lot of guys, and it was definitely a humbling situation for me.
Nice. I love the honesty in that. I mean, a lot of guys would never have said that. Avery, I've been doing this show a long time, and, you know, I mean, I've talked to every guy that you can think of, and, you know, what a great response, and, like, the honesty in that, really. I mean, not many guys would admit that. I was playing D1 football, I come here. Yeah, to sure it's in the back of your mind. Yeah, I'm going to dominate, but you share that with us. Once again, Avery Moss, a standout from YSU, kind enough to join us here on the C2P. If you folks miss any of this show in its entirety, you know you can always check it out at iTunes, Blog Talk Radio. Then we'll be featuring his draft bio page at CollegeToPro.com. I mean, I know what I've seen from you, but, I mean, in your own words, if you're in the scout, you know, if you're in the film room with some scouts, I mean, what do you think they're going to love? I mean, what are those traits that you bring to that edge that, you know, they're going to love?
As far as looking at my games, I'll say hustle. I mean, even if a play is, like, on the opposite side, going for 60 to the house, like, I may not catch that guy, but I'm going to try my hardest to run there and get to the ball just to give that effort, because you never know in football anything can happen.
Right.
So I'd like the hustle, and I guess just like a consistency and determination. Like, I may not have, like, the best first half or something like that. I may not have the most productive first half, but, like, I'll keep grinding, doing the best I can to second half, have something happen, like, try to change the momentum of the game in some way. So I think those are probably some of the things.
You had that big play right off the cup in the Frisco game against James Madison. Didn't you make a big play right off the bat?
Yeah.
With the first, second drive, you had, like, a sack.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I remember I was all fired up. My boy Moss, doing what he does. Well, does anything go unnoticed? I mean, sometimes you got film study, leadership qualities, maybe the things you did at YSU on defense that, you know, didn't allow you to showcase other skills. And I asked this question because, I mean, what positive thing do you bring to the table that those guys, those scouts on the other side of this building may not know about that they should?
I mean, it's kind of hard getting anything away from past these scouts. They know everything. I thought some of the leadership stuff that I had displaced in Youngstown was kind of like stuff that was only known in Youngstown. And I mean, they approached me about stuff like I didn't even know, like they seen in camp and stuff like that. So it's kind of hard getting past it. But I guess one thing that nobody really gets to see that I like to glorify is how much, like, I know for sure in our D-line, our linebackers and stuff like that, a lot of our stuff was faith-based, really driven by me and Derek Rivers. I mean, the prayer sessions we'll have together and stuff like that, and me and Derek constantly on the sideline and in the locker room and stuff like that. We do a lot, you know, to glorify God's name, and that's what we play for. So I think that's one thing that goes unnoticed that not a lot of people know about.
Yeah, who would have known about that? That's why I love doing the show. I love, you know, finding out about that, and then we'll put that in your bio page. So, you know, now these guys can find out some secrets about what makes Avery Moss tick. Do you get comparisons to anybody, or is there anybody out there that you kind of pattern yourself after?
Oh, a guy that I used to idolize a lot was Chandler Jones, especially when he was with the Patriots. I used to love watching him play, and I wanted to idolize my game from him. He's a little bit taller and whatnot, but I definitely tried to idolize my game from him. I liked him a lot.
Nice. And I see your shirt. You're working down at Exos, I assume?
Yes, sir.
How long have you been down there?
Only a week. You know,
because of the game.
Yeah. Game just ended on Sunday, so I reported, or on Saturday, I reported Monday in Phoenix, Arizona, and that's when it kind of started, and already stopped again because now I'm here. So
yeah, that's good. Yeah, but you got a long time. Combine info yet?
Yes, sir.
Nice.
So
nice.
That's a blessing.
And a little bit of advice to you. When you arrive at Indianapolis, bring some extra duffel bags, like suitcases.
Body shop.
You get so much free stuff. If you don't, you'll leave stuff behind.
Ooh, okay.
I promise you. I'll even text you before. I'm telling you. I mean, literally, guys will give stuff away at the airport, or you'll just leave stuff in your room.
Gotcha.
I mean, because you'll go over to the Nike suite, and you'll just carry out boxes of shoes. You're the Adidas suite.
So I hope they have my size.
They'll have your size, trust me. They're used to, yeah, I mean, it's for you guys, so yeah, I mean, they wouldn't have my size. They're not going to have an 8. I can guarantee they have your size, though. So, yeah, that's even a problem. Sometimes I've gone to some of these all-star games, and some of the people are like, hey, we'll hook you up with some gear.
Yeah.
You know, it's stuff for you guys. So, yeah. I mean, I just bring it home, give it to friends, because it's like a large, and it drapes off of me. But with that said, make sure you bring some extra duffel bags. You will be leaving stuff behind. Yeah, your height, weight today, were you happy with it?
I mean, I wish I was taller.
Yeah.
I wish you got marked down a little bit taller, but I mean, it's all right. And as far as weight, I think that was a good weight for me.
What you coming at?
262.
Dude, that's excellent. Did you want to shed or gain anything? I mean, what's the game plan down at Exos?
Not a big one. They asked me what I felt comfortable at and what was, like, my goal. And, I mean, this, from the duration of the season, I played everything from 255 to 265. So, I mean, that's like a good range for me, far as how I feel good physically. So, right in the middle is fine, I guess.
Yeah, excellent stuff. Well, man, before we let you go, it's probably past 11 p.m. here at the Shrine Game, and you've had a long day, so we appreciate you stopping by. But we always like to throw some lighthearted questions your way. You ready to take a shot with us?
All right, yeah.
All right. Now, in that YSU locker room, who had the most bizarre nickname and how they get it?
Ooh.
If there is one. Could be you or a teammate.
One of our friends, Josh Mayer, we call him Meatwad.
That's a great one.
Yeah. So, and the funniest thing about it is we called him Meatwad, and then later on in the year we found out his dad's nickname was Meatball.
Wow.
So it went hand in hand.
You couldn't believe that. Yeah, that's that stuff. You're like, what are the odds of? That's crazy. Coach Bo Pelini, obviously an iconic college coach. So I ask this for guys who have those iconic figures at the lead position. Who does the best impersonation of Coach Pelini? And if they do have one, do they do it in front of him?
I don't think anybody would do anything in front of Coach Bo. But that's one thing. I think, no. Kenny Bishop on one of our corners this year. He did a lot of good impersonations of Carl Armbow, so
okay.
That was definitely funny.
Excellent stuff. And then the final question we'll leave you with is we've been working exclusively with Illustrative Creations, and I see you got the Nike Airs on there, but if you could get your shoes, your cleats painted, themed out, what kind of theme would you want on
them? For me, probably something glorifying God, really.
Right.
I mean, it'd be kind of hard because, like, my favorite color is red, so I want red in there, but red isn't usually, you know, intake with anything religious, yeah. So, I don't know, be try to throw a mix of red with God, so maybe one shoe painted with the heavens and stuff like that, another one with, I guess, like the hells and stuff like that, and
yeah.
I don't know, try to make like a mural out of that.
Yeah, there you go, man. We'll pass it on to him, see what he comes up with. Well, hey, man, I appreciate you sharing your time with us, and I'm so happy to get you on. Like I said, I've been waiting to talk to you for a long time now, especially seeing what you were able to do, with the Penguins. But with that said, once again, a shout-out to Avery Moss for joining us here on the C2P. Again, iTunes, Blog Talk, and then his bio at thecollegeofpro.com. But we'd like to say stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed, my man.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Avery Moss here on the C2P.
This has been a CollegeToPro.com exclusive.